an offering. What page you got?
Brother Mike.
Brother Mike. Amen. 1:30. I never shall forget the day. Amen. I almost forgot the offering. That ain't even Baptist, is it?
The Lord, first of all, thank Him, Lord, for everything He's done for me. I'm telling you the truth, I just couldn't make it without Him. I love Him with all my heart tonight. I know I fail Him. I fail Him every day, but I don't think there's nobody that loves Him as much as I do. See, y'all pray for me. I'm going to try this song, I Claim the Blood. Makes it through. And I'm telling you right now, the way things are in this world today, the things that's going on, things that's happening, I don't know how they make it without God. Because I know a lot of times things happen, you know, to my children or to other folks that I can't get to them. I can't get where I need to be. But I do know one thing. All I got to do is say, Lord, you got them. Lord, just take care of them. No matter what it is, there's so many things happening. I'm just thankful that I know I can go to the Lord in prayer, and that prayer is going to reach my kids or whoever it may be, whatever they need. And I just thank Him, Lord, tonight for everything He's done for me. And y'all just listen to this last verse. I do not know how others make it through, who never goes to Calvary as I do, for there's a healing.
Y'all know this is my testimony. And the devil always stops me or tries to stop me when I start to sing it. So y'all gonna have to pray real hard. And y'all gonna have to help. I've come too far to look back again. There is nothing behind me. All the treasures I used to love have all faded from view. There's a new day ahead for me. All my heartaches are over.
Thank you.
on stone, but it'll do. Y'all give me a once a gray head.
Listen,
you listen to the words of it. There's a light in the window. The table spread its splendor. Someone standing by the open door. I can see a crystal river. The family gathered, sweet faces, they're all familiar, and no one knows our people anymore. And this old lonesome heart is crying, I think I'll spread my wings for flying, Lord, I am. In this home, sing before. What about you tonight? We'll see the bright light
shine. It's just about home time.
Oh,
I can see my father standing at the door. This world is
I can see the family gather. Their sweet faces are all familiar. And no one's old or feeble anymore. And this old lonesome heart is crying, I think I'll spread my wings for flying, Lord. In this home, sing before I'm there. You will see the bright light
shine.
Oh, it's just about home time.
I can see my father standing at the door. This world has been a wilderness.
Around. Amen. We appreciate that young lady came tonight and accepted Christ as her Savior. Ain't that good? Amen. Thank God. That's what it's all about. Amen. Will you turn with me? I've got two verses of Scripture I'm going to need to read with you tonight. First of all, we're going to go to Nehemiah chapter number 4 and verse number 6. Then we're going to go to Matthew 18 and verse number 20. So Nehemiah chapter number 4 and verse number 6. Amen. You pray for us tonight that we'll be able to get out of somebody and get praise to the Lord. The Bible said in Nehemiah chapter number 4, verse number 6, he said, "So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together, under the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." You get that? Amen. And then we're going to look over at Matthew chapter number 18 and verse number 20. Matthew chapter 18, and he says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am, there am I in the midst of them." Ain't that good? Amen. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, how, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. How, Lord, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. How, Lord, we thank you for the one God that just got saved tonight. How, Lord, we thank you for so much for that tonight. How, Lord, we pray, God, that you'll bless in a mighty way. How, Lord, you know what we stand in need of. How, Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen and amen. Bear for me your scripture tonight. The Lord, our neighbor, is laid upon our heart. We know Nehemiah, that's one of my favorite books of the Bible. Listen, neighbor, tonight, and we see the Bible said how the Nehemiah and him built the wall back. And we all know that story. But I'm focused tonight on them little words right there. The people had a mind to work. And then we look over in the New Testament in the book of Matthew. Listen, neighbor, tonight, and he said, "Where there's two or three gathered together in my name, I'll be there." Listen, neighbor, today in the midst. Amen. Ain't that good? Neighbor, tonight. Neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on, neighbor, just a little while tonight to be on this right here, on a mission. Amen. On a mission. Amen. We are all to be on a mission. Amen. I like that little song that says, "I work, I pray, I labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord." We're on a mission tonight. Nehemiah was on a mission. Neighbor tonight, and he done something real great tonight. How he built that wall back. Neighbor was one of the most blessed stories you can read in the Bible. Listen, how he overcome the obstacles. Listen, overcome the enemies and things like this. But Nehemiah said the people had a mind to work. Amen. I've said this a lot of times. Listen, neighbor, if you could ever wake God's people up, neighbor, tonight it'd be one of the greatest weapons against the devil I never would ever be tonight. Listen, neighbor, I believe sometimes the church tonight is a sleeping giant. Amen. Listen, he said, "Where two or three are gathered together, I'll be there with you." Listen, only the blessed tonight. Listen, I'm glad we can leave already. Saying he has been in the midst. Amen. We are tonight one body, amen. One mission for the King. One team, one direction. Never tonight, one goal. Listen, on mission tonight. Marching is a band of soldiers. Preparing the way of the Lord tonight. Listen, Paul, John, David, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Listen, all were on missions. Neighbor, for the Lord. Listen, but I got news for you. If you've been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, we have a mission. Listen, one writer said, "I must be about my Father's business." Listen, neighbor, tonight. Listen, and we see that in these two different verses that we read to you tonight. Listen, exactly what is that mission? Listen, do you pray for us tonight? We went up to the hospital, come home. I've never went a cold tonight. Amen. I listened to my own mission tonight. I listened to three things tonight I didn't want to look at. I've never with the Lord being our helper. I'm about being on a mission. I listened to one body, one mind, one accord. I listened to the Bible said unless two, I never can agree. I never, they both fall in the ditch. I listened to neighbor tonight. How you imagine tonight? And I listened to all of our church people. I got in one mind and one accord. I listened to neighbor become to be in unity. I listened for the honor and glory of God. I believe you can see miracles still happen. I believe you can see revival take place in America. I believe you can see how the church house is full. I neighbor tonight. What a blessing it is to be able to stand up here and see this great crowd tonight. Our neighbor that we have on a Sunday night. A lot of churches just about don't have Sunday night anymore. That alone Wednesday night. I listen to this because people have forgotten on the mission that God has started out within us. He said he had a work to do with each one of us tonight. Amen. And we must be on that mission tonight. Amen. I listen to Brother Clifford Chandler and them. I used to sing that song, I want to die on the battlefield. Amen. What a testimony. I want to die on the battlefield. I listen, I've always said this. I want to finish the work that God has for me to do tonight. I listen, I want to die on the battlefield for my Lord tonight. Amen. I listen, we have I got a mission tonight. I listen, number one, we've got a mission to share Christ. Amen. He said, go into all the world. Our neighbor tonight, we see that great commission. I listen in Matthew. He said, go you in all the world. I'm making disciples of all nations. Amen. I wish to be on a mission. I'm to be a soul winner. I listen, our desire tonight, that we should be a beacon that is set up on a hill. I listen, that cannot be hid tonight. I listen, I'm going to tell you something. Now the devil, he'll try to hinder your mission tonight. He'll try to discourage you. I listen, but you know what tonight? We ought to be like Nehemiah. We ought to have a mind to work. I listen, work. I labor while it's day. For nighttime cometh. When no man shall work. Amen. We're on a mission tonight. Amen. You imagine if everybody here, I listen, neighbor, I come together in one mind and one accord and said, Lord, I'm not my will, but thy will be done. And remember, I want the main mission of Morning View Baptist Church is, it's got to be all about him. Amen. It's not about Jeff. It ain't about the singers. It ain't about the choir. But Lord, it's got to be about you. Amen. What did he say tonight? Brother Mike, he said in his precious word, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight, you just be on a mission for Christ. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight, make disciples. We should be on a mission tonight to be a soul winner and be that beacon upon a hill that cannot be hid. Amen. I listen, neighbor, do you know something about those beacons? Have you ever seen them? Those, those lighthouses out in the ocean and things like this. You don't pay much attention to them in the broad daylight, but the darker it gets, the brighter it shines. Listen, neighbor, today, I don't know if this world could get any darker than it is tonight, but this one thing God has required of you and I today is the darker the world gets, the brighter our light's got to shine. Listen, neighbor, he said, if the gospel be hid, it is hidden to those that are lost tonight. Listen, we are on a mission tonight. The Bible said we're like a band of soldiers. Amen. I'm marching on to glory. Our neighbor tonight. What is that mission tonight? It's to be and share the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Share Jesus. Amen. Everywhere we go, we need to share him tonight. Amen. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Share the good news of Jesus Christ tonight. Allow the world to be able to see Jesus within us, our neighbor tonight. Amen. That's what it's all about. I listen, neighbor, tonight. Share, share, share. Everywhere we go, I share the name of Jesus Christ tonight. I share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Share what Jesus Christ can do and has done for you and for me. I listen, I'm telling you a lot of times, neighbor, listen, we share the testimony of maybe Isaac, or we share the testimony of maybe Matthew, Mark, or Luke, or John. I mean, I'm telling you tonight, the greatest example, the greatest thing the world can hear tonight is what God has done for me and what God has done for you. I listen, neighbor, there's not enough chalkboards. Brother Cecil, if I started right now, the blessings of God, what he's done for me, how he's put food on my table, he's put shoes on my feet, he's put clothes upon my back, he's furnished me a car to ride. I'm telling you tonight, that's what we need to share to the world tonight. We need to share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Neighbor, be that light to a lost and dying world tonight. Be that light. Let my light shine. Let my little light shine. Amen. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Share the good news. Share the good news. We need to be on a mission. We're all called. You say, well, I thought that was a preacher's place. No, that's everybody. I listen to share the good news. We can all be that voice that the world needs to hear tonight. Nehemiah said the people had a mind to work. Listen, neighbor, tonight, if we get together, if we just have that mind to work, listen, neighbor, we'll be willing and we'll be the willing vessel. Guess what God said? God said, if you'll do it tonight, I'll be in the midst to own and to bless and give you what you stand in need of. Amen. Share the good news. Share the good news. Share Jesus Christ tonight. You know, we'll share everything else. Man, we've had a great service today. The Lord has been here this morning and tonight. Listen, but you know what? We'll go out. We won't tell nobody about it. Amen. But you let me and Brother Junior here get in the knockdown drag out, and I slap him upside his head tonight. I listen, and he slaps me back. You know what? And it'll be all over the country. Amen. It'll be on Facebook, his book, and their book, and everybody else's book. Amen. Before in the morning. Listen, we need to go out into the world and share some good news. Amen, Sister Peggy. We need to go out and tell them, hey, Jesus still loves you. Jesus still, hey, you know what else we need to tell them? Hey, there's a church up there at 191 Clarkwood Road called Morning View Baptist Church that loves the Lord. I listen, and they still believe and worship in the old time way. Listen, neighbor, today somebody said you need this new thing. I've got news for you. The old way haven't wore out with me yet. Thank God. And that's what we need to share to the world tonight, that Jesus Christ is still alive. Amen. Bible said they had a mind to work. They had a mind to work. Two or three, amen. It's just like putting all these choir books together. Man, these ladies and men, whoever came up here, they had a mind to work, got the job done. Amen. Had a mind to work. Everybody wants to work in the vineyard. Amen. See, today we're living in today. Everybody wants pay, but nobody wants to work. Amen. We want to reap the blessings, don't we? Amen. I tell them where I work all the time. If they'll just pay me, I'd stay at home. Amen. I really would, but they won't go along with that. Listen, neighbor, that's the same way the blessings are from God. If we want the showers of blessings from God, we got to labor. We got to work in the vineyard. Now, listen, neighbor, we got to do that to be about the Father's business. We need to have one mind, one accord, and one purpose to work for Christ. Share Christ. Amen. Then on a mission. We're all on that mission now. Listen, we're all on the same team. We're all on the same team. Amen. We're all on the same team, and we all got the same enemy. Amen. And we just got to all keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling. I say this a lot of times. This life is but a journey. Amen. It's a few days and full of troubles, but it's a journey. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to need you to help me to make it through. Amen. And guess what? You're going to need me to help you make it through until the end. Amen. Listen, I want to finish well. Amen. Thank God. I want to finish well. Listen, and I don't want to be our desire tonight. It's Brother Jeff. He's just got a mind to work. Amen. He wants to work. He wants to labor for the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. I wonder tonight, what kind of mission are you on tonight? Are you on that mission? Are you a part of the team tonight? Amen. Anybody watch the Braves today? I knew Herman did. I seen something I really liked. Amen. One of those superstars, I won't call no name, he may be watching tonight. I don't want to get sued. One of those superstars hit a deep fly ball. And Brother Wayne, he didn't run. He thought the thing was over the fence. So he just kind of nonchalantly started going down there like cost him a ball game. You know what the coach did? Pulled him out. And I like what the coach said after, too. He said, we play for the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back. Amen? I like that. Amen. You know why I'm still in the battle tonight? It's because I'm not playing for the back of the jersey. I'm playing for the name on the front. And that's Jesus Christ tonight. That's why we got to keep laboring. That's why we got to keep working. Listen, there's times when we don't see anything. There's times when we don't hear anything. There's times when we don't feel anything. But guess what? We got to keep working. We got to keep laboring. We got to keep having a mind to work. But honor and glory to God tonight. Got to keep going. Amen. You got to keep going because we're on a mission to share Jesus Christ tonight. Then number two, not only to share Jesus Christ, but we're on a mission to honor Christ tonight. Amen. To honor him. The world, our society tonight wants to downplay the role of a Christian. They want to downplay the role of a church. They want to downplay you and I. But the Bible said we're to bring honor to him. We're to bring honor to him. Listen, tonight we need to remember the price that was paid for you and I. Amen. He paid the debt that I owed. Amen. It should have been me at the cross of Calvary, but Jesus Christ said, I come that you may have life, and you have it more abundantly. That's why we're all on the same mission. We're all on the same page. We're in tune with one another. We've got the same goal, to go forward, not to go backwards, to unite, not to divide, but stay together in one mind and one accord. And when we do that and we're on mission for the Lord, God will bless us in a mighty way. God bless us to honor Christ. Amen. To remember the price that was paid for a sinner man. He is worthy. He is worthy of all honor and all praise. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. Listen, neighbor, tonight, we didn't just come in to sing these songs tonight to just go through the motion, but we come in to honor him. That's why I got up this morning and come to the house of God. It was to honor Jesus Christ. It was to be reverent unto him and the Holy Spirit of God for what he's done for a sinner like me. Amen. And when I think about how I am nothing, how he took a nothing, he took a nobody and made a somebody out of it. Hey, listen, neighbor, how he took a sinner, washed my black sins away. They come out, I listen, white as snow. I listen, neighbor, I've got a reason to shout. I want to honor him. I want to thank him. We used to sing that song a lot of times. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you for the roof over my head, the shoes on my feet, and the clothes on my back, and the food that I eat. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's why I come to the house of God. It's to honor him for what he has done. Honor him for what he has done. I don't know of anybody in here tonight that has not been blessed. Amen. Every one of us tonight have been blessed. We've been blessed in a mighty way. Amen. Listen, there's been times I didn't know if I was going to be able to get from point A to point B. And God come on the scene to make a way. Amen. I'll never forget one time. I think I've said this before. Amen. I'll say it again. Never forget one time I was in revival up above Rome. And my car was sitting slap on empty. I mean slap on empty. Amen. We got in the car and headed up there. Lisa said, what are we going to do? I said, well, we got enough to get there. I'm going to preach. And then we'll worry about the rest when we get back home. Amen. But you know what? We had to have a mind to work. We had to have a mind to work. Listen, I got up there to preach that night, and I'll never forget it. Or that Sunday morning, I won't never forget it, Brother Johnny. Hey, man, there was a guy come to me, and he said, listen, preacher. He said, listen, he said, I've had this $10, I think it was $10. He said, I think I've had this $10 here in my pocket. And he said, the Lord laid it on my heart last Monday to give you this. Amen. That when you got here, amen. Ain't God good? Amen. You know what? I went and got 6 gallons of gas, 4 crystals, and 3 orders of fries, and 2 Diet Cokes. Amen. Don't tell me God ain't good. Amen. That's why we just got to keep on keeping on. That's why we can't give up. God will provide. He said, listen. He said, where there's 2 or 3, I listen. Ain't God the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost? Ain't that enough? I listen, neighbor. He said, where there's 2 or 3, I gather together in my name. He said, you build the wall, I'll be in the midst. That's why he said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. We're on a mission tonight. Hey, we're on a mission to win the lost, to honor Christ with everything we got in us, in every fiber of our being, to honor and magnify him. He's worthy. Then number 3 tonight, slowing down, give out. Number 1, to share Christ. Number 2, to honor Christ. Then number 3, we're all on a mission tonight to build his church. Amen. To build his church. Not my church, not your church, but build his church. Amen. See, that's what's wrong in a lot of places. It's somebody's instead of God's. Amen. But we just give it to God. Listen, in 1950-something, these men met up under a tent. Jeff Holtz, he wouldn't even thought of. Listen, neighbor, they met up under a tent. They dedicated the grounds to God. Listen, they dedicated the pulpit to God. They dedicated the song books to God. Listen, neighbor, today, and I'm telling you, it's been through the storms. It's been through trials. It's been through troubles. But guess what? Morning View is still here, and God is still blessing in a mighty way tonight. And it's because somebody somewhere had a mind to work. Amen. You just didn't give it to them, but they had a mind to work. Amen. We should have a desire. We all should have a desire to advance God's kingdom. Amen. The bride of Christ. Each member, what we need to realize is each member is a vital part of this body. Amen. It's a vital part to be spiritually alive. This is my 2 things I want. I want the church to be spiritually alive. Amen. And then number 2, I want the church to be a healthy church. Yeah. Amen. Listen, you know, there's every wind and doctrine going on out there. Yeah. Listen, somebody gets up in here and they're talking that junk. I want you to know there's a difference. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I want you to know what thus said the Word of God. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight, to be a healthy church. I'm talking about, you know why I want you to be a healthy church tonight? Because I know storms are going to come. Troubles are going to come. Preacher, are they troubles? Not that I know of. I think everything's going great, far as I know. Amen. But listen, I'm saying, when they do come, there's times that you are in the valley, there's times that you do struggle. Listen, neighbor, it takes a healthy church to survive those times. It takes a healthy church to survive those times. So in other words tonight, we're all on a mission. Nehemiah said, he built the wall. He built that great wall back around that city. Amen. It had been destroyed and tore down. Then Matthew said, hey, you know how they built it? He said, because I was in the midst. Amen. There's times in my life it just had to be God. Amen. I've seen things happening going on 11 years that I've been here. Listen, there's things that's took place that has happened, and all I could say was that was God. That was God. He had to be, but you got to be in the center of God's will. to be able to do that tonight. On a mission, each member is a vital part to be spiritually alive and to be a healthy church. And that's what my desire is tonight. Amen. We're going to ask them to come with a verse of a song. Message may be short, may be scattered tonight. But we're all on a mission. We're all on the same team tonight. Amen. Listen, I've got news for you. The devil don't like none of us. He don't like none of us. It ain't just me. It ain't just you. He don't like none of us. And he is our enemy. And the Bible said he is a roaring lion. And he's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Listen, you know what he'd like for you to do tonight? He'd like for you to just quit. He'd like for you to just say, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with church. I'm done with this. Amen. I'm just going to give up. I'm not going back or this or that. But we can't do that tonight. You know why? Because we're on a mission. We're on a mission. Remember that tonight. And it will not be completed until that trumpet sounds. Amen. Amen. Listen, Jake Cash used to say, if he can ever make it to the grave, everything will be all right. Amen. Amen. Ain't that the truth tonight? Thank God. I'm glad my labor will be o'er. Amen. I'll cease to be on this side. Amen. Won't have to worry about it anymore. Listen, while we're here, Brother Wayne, we're on a mission. We're on a mission. Amen. No time to wave the white flag of surrender. No time to turn back. No time to look back. Keep looking up. Keep reaching up. Keep praising him for what he has done. Amen. And what he's going to do. I've said this so many times. I can shout from now to eternity for what he's already done. If he never blessed me again, and I believe he will, but if he never blesses me again, Sister Gladys, I can shout from now on for the things he's already done in my life. Amen. Amen. But we love you tonight. We appreciate you. But we are all on a mission. Let's keep working together. Keep binding together. Keep bonding together. And you'll see great things continue to happen here at Morning View. Amen. Let us stand together, Brother Herman. What you got?